Pardon?
Oh, no, I didn't say.
Ready? 6:34, Wednesday, June 12th. Part of the judiciary and law enforcement meeting to order. Roll call of supervisors. Supervisor Boyd Frederick, Supervisor Ron Frederick, Supervisor Angie Montemaro. Youth and Governance, Nicole.
Nicole Hyatt.
Hyatt?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Yeah, he did a little bit.
What's that?
You gave me another name.
He's not.
Oh, Ron Johnson, I'm sorry.
Different Ron.
Let's get that mixed up. And Supervisor Anita Johnson are present. I'd like to go around the room real quick, just introduce yourself, Nicole, and you can tell us where you're from. Start with Supervisor Frederick.
Boyd Frederick, County Board Supervisor, District 14.
Ron Johnson, County Supervisor, District 8.
Angie Montemaro, District 4.
Doug Noble, District 17, which is about one-third of Pleasant Prairie.
I'm Nicole. I'm a Youth and Governance member. I go to Harborside Academy.
Anita Johnson, District 18. Most of the rest of Pleasant Prairie, I think, except and Bristol.
Dan Esposito, Supervisor, District 20, is it? No, 16. All the redistricting. I'm also in Pleasant Prairie. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got.
So we got Pleasant Prairie
well covered.
We have all Pleasant
Prairie covered.
Huh?
Yeah. So welcome. Go. Please feel free if any questions, input, either raise your hand or so on and so forth. But we welcome you here and hope this is a great experience for you.
Can you let the staff introduce themselves?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
We'd rather not talk, really. We can't recall who you're not. I'm Chief Deputy Charles Smith of the Sheriff's Department.
Nancy Otis from the Sheriff's Department, Budget Manager.
I'm Captain Ken Weicker, also from the Sheriff's Department.
Nice.
Thank you, Supervisor Noble. At 6:36, citizen comments. Any citizens wishing to speak? Citizens comments. Seeing none, citizens comments are closed. 6:36, supervisor comments. Any supervisor have any comments at this time? Any comments? Seeing none, moving on. 6:36, chairman comments. I think we're waiting for PDAC to call us for the Country Thunder approval issued today on their activity license. So that should be getting a call pretty quick.
That's Supervisor Brewer's committee?
Yeah.
I think they started at 6.
Yeah, we should be getting a call pretty soon on that. So that's after this resolution of the J grant. So just to make everybody aware of that.
So what are you saying? We may not vote on this tonight?
Well, we will.
Okay.
We will. You know what? They're always.
Why?
Because they're always late to get their application in.
Last year.
I was assured last night at the meeting that obviously we're not going to have these issues for now. And I guess they have one person. I guess, right, Captain Weicker? Am I right on that? You're spearheading it?
Yeah, I spoke with him on this issue, and I told him next year, no later than 30 days prior tonight, would be their deadline. And he assured me they would make that adjustment. The problem is they have another event that runs right up until, well, I forget it's in Arizona, but it's, you know, it's about 30 days prior to now. So they've got to jump on this as soon as they're done. They need to assign a business manager to get this ball rolling before their event. And I, you know, I warned him if there's a snag, this could be a big problem. So he was very receptive to it, and I don't think we'll see the problem next year, or at least I'll remind him a lot more earlier.
Yeah, and this has been an ongoing issue. This isn't just this year.
Yeah.
This is kind of like every year.
I know.
So
well, we had to
it's not anything new. So we had to do the same thing last year.
Yeah, right after.
So. That I don't have any other comments. At 6:38, approval of minutes of May 2013.
Motion approved.
A second.
Motion approved by Supervisor Blake Frederick, seconded by Supervisor Todd Noble. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Those are approved. Moving on, at 6:38, we have a resolution for the Coast Guard Sheriff Department. FY 213 Law Enforcement Justice Assistance Grant, J. Nancy Otis, how are you?
Does everybody have this copy that I emailed today? Otherwise, I have more copies.
I saw it, but I didn't. Thank you.
Good evening, Chairman and committee members and people. This is a resolution requesting your approval that we proceed with actually the grant application along with the City of Kenosha for the annual Justice Assistance Grant through the federal government. The total award is $32,000 for Kenosha, and it's split between the city and the county. Attached with the resolution packet is the memorandum of understanding between the city and the county as to our share of $12,938, and the remainder is theirs. The city is also the lead agency to apply for this. We provide information for them and wait for approval. The $12,938, in the resolution, it explains that we have decided to spend this on taser devices and some supplies that go with it, holsters, batteries, field cartridges. We're looking for 15 of the taser devices. Back in 2009, we started the taser technology for the officer on the road. We got 20 of them through the same grant, about four or five more in the next couple of years under different grants or this one, and we're asking for another 15. We'd like to provide each patrol deputy his own taser instead of changing it out at shift change or so that we have enough in inventory. Once the grant is approved, the city will let us know, and that usually happens in the fall, and that's when the purchase process would begin. But this resolution sets up the revenue and expense account, and we'll wait for the grant award document. I also handed out by email today, or you have tonight, a little bit of history. 2 or 3 years back of this same award, different amounts that were our shares, and the kinds of things that we purchased in those program years.
Any questions for Ms. Oates? Supervisor Montanaro?
When we get these 15, well, are we close, or are we just going to?
It's probably pretty close.
We
so might get a few more.
Again?
They have maybe a 5, 6, 7 year life, you know, span, so it might be time to turn some over. We'd like a couple in inventory in case you're sending one out for repair. You can put the officer with one. It should be close.
Supervisor,
does every deputy on patrol carry a taser and a pistol or a weapon or whatever?
It's my understanding they do patrol. Yes.
Yeah, it's Supervisor Noble, if I may.
Yes, sir.
It's part of the force continuum that's developed by training and standards in the state of Wisconsin. And they have a series, over the course of years, they have a series of non-lethal weapons, or less than lethal, they call it, to try to subdue an inmate, subdue a subject instead of using deadly force. If we can do something besides shoot them, we'd rather do that. Plus, it also helps the officer. The taser can be deployed two ways, one with tongs, where you fire it, or it can be actually pushed into the subject. And most of these incidents usually happen with tongs firing. But this is all part of the issue where we try to do everything we can do to subdue somebody without having to use deadly force. And that's why it keeps getting added. So all the deputies are trained in it. Everyone's issued one when they go out on their own patrol. But we have very few taser incidents in the Sheriff's Department. Not many. And we also have OC, which is kind of the standard before we went to the taser. But that's also in the line. We use that. But we have very few OC incidents. And there's also what we carry is the expandable baton, which is also an enforced continuum. But even before that, though, it's verbal. We try to bring the people down. So if we can do anything we can do to protect the officer and not have to shoot somebody, that's what we're doing.
And if I may ask a question for last year's, what are AEDs?
Those are those automatic defibrillators, electronic defibrillators.
Oh.
We're trying to equip the squads their own, so we're not changing them out, or that we have enough inventory of those, that's another.
Which is important, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're everywhere.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And they, you know, you pull the pads off, they talk to you, you put them where they tell you, mm-hmm. hit the button, pretty much does everything else. You know, as far as that goes. Anything else, Supervisor Noble? Supervisor Johnson.
Can I ask, Chief, what is the Chief Deputy? What's OC? I'm sorry.
Oleocapsicum spray. It's a pepper spray.
Oh, okay.
That's the official name, oleocapsicum.
Okay.
And the Chinese used to throw red pepper in people's faces a long time ago. And that's really, that's what that is. It's nothing more than a derivative of red pepper. It's made into a spray, and it, you spray it to the face, into the eyes, and it incapacitates. Now, some people are immune to it. Some people can actually get through that, and that's hence comes the taser. You know, it's hard to get through 50,000 volts of electricity.
Yeah.
However, some people can actually do that. It's very rare, but they can do it. But the OC spray, although we, like I said, although we have all of these things, we have very, and we get notified of every time that's used, we have very few incidents. So most of our deputy sheriffs are really good. We either have very nice people to deal with or end up talking them down faster than anybody else.
One more. You were saying how you can project them from a distance. How far do they go, the prongs and the laser and the tasers?
25?
21 feet.
Oh.
21 feet max.
Yeah.
But they are making improvements now where they are a little bit further.
Yeah.
So go up 20 or 30 feet.
The tongs actually embed themselves in the skin, and the officer pulls the trigger and throws 50,000 volts of electricity for about a 3 to 5 second burst.
Huh.
So.
Okay. Thanks.
And Supervisor Friend?
No, I said I was in
there. Oh, I got a question.
Yes,
do you have to hit the individual or suspect or the criminal in any, so you can get them in the leg, foot, to for these things to operate?
Basically,
function?
Anywhere. They try to shoot for body mass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very powerful because it shoots out of a gun type of mechanism. Sometimes you miss one, you know, and then it becomes ineffective. So, but and you don't want to get, you can go close up without tongs and kind of push it into the individuals, but you'd rather not get to that point, so the tongs are using pretty much.
Supervisor Noble?
Well, this is related to talking it down. It's just a story. I did one ride-along when I first became a county supervisor, and I don't remember his name, but it was a similar name to Lieutenant Apker's name, Apther or something like
Wanker?
That. Huh? No.
It's a Kerr.
Huh?
Acker? Acker? Well, Acker?
No.
Could be.
But anyways, we ended up having to go out to Twin Lakes because the Twin Lakes people were on a, you know, they were busy with an accident, and two neighbors were really going at it. And we get there, and he's talking them down. That's what he did. He talked them down. By the time we left, they were going to have, you know, they were both going back to their house, and they were going to get together for coffee in the morning. And when we got there, we thought it looked like they were going to kill each other. And nobody went to jail, and everybody was fine. So it was kind of an interesting half an hour.
Any other questions, Supervisor Munther?
Just one question. Do you know, do they spend the other half of this grant or the extra $13,000, whatever it is, on tasers too? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
I am aware
no
of
idea
the
what they're doing. Okay,
is
I just
correct.
Wondered. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
I have a question. We said the grant's for $32,000 and we're getting $12,000?
Yeah, we get less.
Yeah, I thought you said that we split
generally,
a half.
Generally, not a half and a half. It's generally about 60-40.
Okay.
Historically, about that.
Mainly because they apply for
size
it
of the
type
department
thing? Or
well,
what?
It's mainly because they have a larger patrol force than we do.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, they have more officers on the road than we do. We have a larger department, but most of our department is correctional staff. But their patrol force is much larger, so they take in. Part of it is, you know, they did, but we used to apply for the grant too, but it's been a 60-40 split, and the sheriff has been okay with that. Him and the chief of police, they decided that. We take the lesser amount because we need less than they do for their patrol force.
And do you think they use these tasers more often than a county sheriff would? Just from the urban setting they may be in? Or
you may want to talk to the chief about that.
No comment.
We don't have any, they don't give us the stats on how they use them
okay.
or what they do. We kind of read about it in the newspaper like everybody else.
Okay. I mean, I just was curious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously, we patrol a wider area, you know, than.
I would think they might have more opportunity in the inner city.
Correct.
Because of who they're dealing with, what they're dealing with. But that's merely speculation. We don't really know.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion approved by Supervisor Anita Johnson, second by Supervisor Blake Frederick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Any opposed? Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Youth and Governance, any comments, concerns, questions? With that, it is 6:49. Up is the Activity Control License, Country Thunder East LLC. Captain White.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I have the Activity Control License application, or resolution, I'm sorry, for Country Thunder LLC. I know we're waiting on a phone call yet from zoning and planning. However, I did receive an email today that they had spoke with the Country Thunder folks and outlined all their restrictions and guidelines, and there has been no hangups. So I don't anticipate any problems there. The Country Thunder is still under direction of Ken Underwood, who's been there for the last 4 years. He's very easy to work with. He's never given us any issues when we've asked for things, for changes, etc. This year, the notable change is their anticipated attendance, which is increasing by 362 campsites and approximately 5,200 approximate attendees over the four-day event. Other than that, there was no major changes. The campsites were going to be integrated into what they call a Miller campground, which is on the west end of the property, and it is large enough to facilitate that type of additions. We did go over some of the questions or issues that might present to us with more attendees, and that was an additional manpower scheduling. On the memo that I gave you, I talked about an additional supervisor that was going to be assigned to the grounds. That has been scheduled, as well as, after going over all the numbers and hours, two additional deputies to the campgrounds as well. And that all kept us in about the same ballpark as far as our finances for next or from last year. However, we did approach Country Thunder with these questions and up their bond by $10,000 to a total of $120,000, and I did receive a check for that already. So I do have that in your packets. Yep, it's up to $120,000, up 10. And that was to accommodate whatever we thought we might need to additional for the additional personnel that was out there. Like I said, the layout of the place is still the same. Nothing's really major changes in there. We are, like I said, having a second supervisor on the grounds, which will be near the Randall Fire Tent, which is the fire command, to give us a more unified command in the event we have a major incident out there with the weather. Could be a lightning strike, could be tornadoes. Any mass type of accident type of situation will be automatically attached to the fire service to make a unified command. So that should expedite any things that we need to do for them. All the permits from the town of Randall have already been approved for the Class B liquor license. The conditional use permit, like we said, we anticipate to be passed this evening. And other than that, I don't see any changes into the what they're planning on doing out there or what we are. And we should anticipate it'll go smooth.
Any questions for Captain Mike? Supervisor Noble?
I only have one. And this $120,000 bond, is that's just is that just posted and then we give them a bill for the exact amount, or we just keep the $120,000?
That's correct. They'll post that for us and we will give them the change, so to speak. Last year we ran real close to $110,000, even though we kept it under that. This year, with the added manpower, I didn't want to have, I want to have a bigger cushion. And at this point, I think we'll be fine. And what we don't utilize, we usually return to them.
Okay. Supervisor Muckleberry?
And as an aside, and perhaps you can't answer this, this is their standard business. This has nothing to do. Did the sheriff get a chance to talk to them about the command, mobile command center?
I anticipate you may miss that. So.
Yeah, I'm just, I mean, I know it's an, as an aside, but I was just curious because you went up 10, you know, I was thinking.
Supervisor Montero, yes, we, the sheriff did talk. Matter of fact, the captain, myself, and the sheriff were on a conference call, and he proposed what was discussed in committees to Country Thunder. And yet, they were readily agreeable to this because of the manpower cost. And he was going to talk it over and return a call to us about, you know, that they haven't made a decision, but the sheriff did talk to him about it and did comment to him about it. So we're kind of waiting to see what their response is, how they want to apply. But yes, he did come through.
Thank you. Besides, they're going to get the old one this year anyway, right?
This
old,
year, yes.
Yeah,
the new one won't be ready.
It's still the old.
Supervisor?
Just popped into my head, but you know how NASCAR, they put their logos all over, and maybe for $10,000 you could put a little Country Thunder logo on the side of a command vehicle.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, that's always an option.
So it's based on that's extra money, right?
I mean, that's just a thought. I don't know if the sheriff would want to do that.
I don't think so.
I don't think so? Okay.
Nicole, do you have any questions or comments?
I don't.
No? Obviously, the old mobile command unit will be out there this year.
Correct.
As long as we get it running.
Yeah, push it up.
We're anticipating our new radio system to be in effect, at least out there for the new, it's a 4.9 system, which will enhance our communication quite a bit. We are discussing some type of cellular service, but that's above and beyond what we need. Just because of the mass cell use out there really bogs down the system. So sometimes the phones won't work. But we're trying to get a cell company to bring one of those out. Right now, first one said no. So we'll see what happens.
And am I wrong to assume that, hasn't supervisors been out there, went out there and seen what it's about?
Oh, absolutely. We have a supervisor assigned to it 24/7.
A county board supervisor.
Oh.
Yes, there have been. There hasn't been a lot, but there have been those who'd like to come out, and we have no issue with that.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there to the committee if they have, if they want to see what, because this is a big event.
The command post will be located in the same location, if you're familiar. It's on the maps. It'll be on 110th Street, which would be the northwest corner of the grounds, and you can't miss it. So if you come out and visit, you can stop right there and we can help show you around.
I'd say Supervisor Esposito, if anybody would like to come, just give us a call. So we at least know you're coming.
Sure.
Because a lot of times there's a...
there's a line there. Hey, raise your hand. No, I understand.
The command post is always operational. They're always dispatching and busy and options. But a lot of times the supervisor on the scene there will be, he might not be there, he might be somewhere else, and we want to make sure that there's someone there receiving. So that would be fine. We have no issue with that.
Okay. I know that was mentioned, so I didn't know if anybody on this committee would like to go out there and see what that's all about. Again, it's a huge undertaking. Captain Weicker, I want to go on the record. Thank you for all the due diligence that you've done with this, and it's great to have everything put forward, and hopefully next year goes smoother than this year. Control.
There will be a post meeting with the Country Thunder people, and that will be top of my agenda.
Okay. I don't know if Supervisor.
One other question: that data terminal thing that was a problem, is that going to be resolved by then?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about with the 4.9 system.
Is that what you meant by 4.9?
Correct. Yeah, it's being installed as we speak in the old SMC temporarily. So it can obviously go out and be put in the new one when it comes.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
Former Captain Falduto recently retired. He started a lot of that out there. He's working on getting it put out on the pole or wherever necessary needs to be hooked up to out there. And I think that's already done. So once that's done, when this is done, we'll take it out, we'll run it through, we'll test everything. It should be good to go by the end of July.
Good.
Let me clarify this. You're not talking about the laptop West End squad things, are you?
Yeah, that's what I was.
This is totally different. We're talking a whole different issue.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah. The laptop.
I don't think that overlaps. Is it the same system?
The 4.9 megahertz system basically is supposed to, once it's up and operational for everything, is supposed to be able to handle all of that. Right now, it's still not totally operational. This is like a temporary fix. The Paragon system, radio base has been ordered. It's between 48 weeks down, and hopefully we get it here in time to have it installed. I know what you're talking about, so to get that operational. But everything else in the mobile command post and out there, they'll be able to handle this, what we have with the 4.9 system.
So that other part, the data thing may not be ready, but...
Well, it probably won't be, it'll be okay for the mobile command post, but not for the squad cars.
Yeah, right.
If the Paragon system gets there, then it won't be, and then everybody will have access.
Okay, that's what I was talking about.
And just to update the committee, June 5th, Executive Cruiser signed an emergency order to have this Paragon system.
It's called Paragon. It's a radio base. And basically, it's a radio base station, a repeater system that goes to 45 and 50. And it takes the signal from the mobile data computer and boosts it out to the West End squads, remaining west of Highway 45. And as I was explaining earlier to Supervisor Esposito, there has been one, this is one of those things where it's been a comedy of errors, one thing after another, which has caused this thing to be delayed. And the sheriff, I talked to the sheriff, and he went to the county executive to see if we can get this thing moving. We probably would have had to go out to sole sourcing, because there's only one company we find out in Wisconsin has it. It would probably credit squad on bid, because it went over the $25,000 threshold. That meant it would have to come back to committees, and there was still a 4 to 8 week downtime. So if we had done all of that and then waited, we probably wouldn't get it until August. So the sheriff contacted Supervisor County Executive Cruiser, who issued this so we could bypass the red tape and get it ordered and get it in there. So,
yeah. Anything else, Supervisor Nolan? Supervisor Montanaro?
Just one quick question. Do we own that then? If
yes.
This ever happened again, we'd be able to.
So. We own that. That's. Base belongs to Kenosha County.
Good. So if lightning were to strike again.
Yeah, actually,
okay. That's
the
fine.
Good news,
I mean,
that's okay. The good news is that we have put in a claim because of a lightning strike. Mm-hmm. So all the money that we're trying to buy, we may be able to get a lot of that back as long as we pay the
deductible.
So that was a good thing. We got a report from Milwaukee 2A about why they believe there was a lightning strike. So that probably should be covered through the county's insurance.
Excellent.
Unless we get another lightning strike tonight.
Well, that's why I'm wondering. We own it, right?
We do own
that.
That's
good.
Yes,
that's a good thing to have.
Any other questions from any other supervisors? I really don't know what we do at this point other than wait for a phone call.
Can we
so
prove
we can
it without it?
No.
Okay.
No.
The next item I
Well, can we approve it with the condition that, you know, with the caveat that if it is, you know, that they get that approval?
Yeah, can we just say this
is table
until
after the next one?
No, we don't have a next one.
Was it removed?
Is this the end of our
I move that we approve it with the condition that PETA approvals comes forward. Subject to their approval.
Second.
Okay.
So we don't have to meet again.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. I mean, I just thought, my understanding was we were going to get a call about 6:35. Obviously, that must have been like Eastern time?
Yes. I'm waiting like
you. Okay. Excuse me one minute. Chief Deputy?
I can tell you that all the years we've been doing Country Thunder since the mid-90s, and they had far bigger issues in the 90s than they got this time. Never in all that time has planning and development ever denied them the conditional use permit. It's always been approved. Even at one time we even came at the meeting just the week before Country Thunder, and it was approved. I mean, that's how close they cut it in those days. And they were a lot worse than they are today. So, but planning and development never denied it. So.
Thank you.
Our land use committee.
All right, well, we'll make a, Supervisor Noble made a motion to approve the activity control license, Country Thunder.
Subject to the approval of
PDAC committee. Do I have a second on that? Second by Supervisor Frederick. Any discussion or debate on that? Seeing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That activity control license is passed on the contingency that it is passed by the PDAC committee.
Within governance gets to vote.
You get a vote.
Did I say it? She gets to
aye.
Aye.
I thought I heard you say that. I'm sorry.
I did.
All right, thank you, Captain.
Yeah,
thank
I will
you.
Appreciate
being by with the phone. Hopefully, was he calling you?
I don't know who they were calling. I thought they were calling
to call
you.
Me. Andy
yeah.
Bueller was calling me.
Yeah.
So I thought. I'll stand by.
Okay, thank you very much. Seven oh four. Any other business? By law, I have none. Motion to adjourn. First by Supervisor Nancy Johnson, second by Supervisor Craig Frederick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're adjourned. Senator, how did it work out for your first meeting?